Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Sism.
And welcome everyone to the show. I'm so excited about this week. You know, we always talk about where I've been and where I am. I actually am home in Louisiana today. I've been gone for the last 2 weeks. I'm traveling the country. I started out in Connecticut working with a copywriter for some new messaging for my website and my some upcoming things I have out there, some special stuff that we're getting ready to do. And then I went to Phoenix for a mastermind with my coach, which was absolutely amazing, gave me great stuff that we'll be talking about for many weeks to come. And then from Phoenix, I went to Houston, and in Houston I had about 12 of my private clients come in for a couple of days, and we worked together in our mastermind. And it's just been an absolutely invigorating way to start the new year. And so I'm excited to be here with you today. I have lots of stuff I want to share. I have fantastic guests today. You're going to love this show. Remember, we would love to have you be part of our show, and you can do that by calling in, leaving us your comments, or just trying to get in touch with us, whatever way it is, right? So you can call us at 347-989-1363. That's 347-989-1363. And for you diehard listeners, you know that I say to do what? Just code it in your phone, and you can even call it Call Michelle. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Central, you can call in and we'll talk. So if you have any questions, or if you want to talk to one of our amazing guests today, or just want to hear your voice on the radio, be sure and call in. Connect with us also through Facebook. It's a great way to leave us any questions that you want. So facebook.com/decisiveminds and facebook.com/toughtalkradio for this amazing Tough Talk Radio network that we are here on today. So lots of really, really exciting stuff happening to start 2015. One in particular is that, you know, last year I wrote a new book, and we are finally, it's finally here, the official launch of the new book. So you can check that out at taketherisksorgetajob.com. So taketherisksorgetajob.com, and you'll see there that right now, since we're in the middle of the book launch, we have all kind of great stuff. That I'm so excited about this new book. You know, there's just so much out there for entrepreneurs, and I don't know, just kind of the other day my coach said to me, Michelle, you're like the truth teller, man. You just don't let them lay and play in that place that doesn't work. And, you know, I'm that believer that you might as well know what's really going to happen to you. Entrepreneurship is not a walk in the park, but for those of you who are willing to do what it takes, who are willing to step out there and take the risks, right? It's so rewarding, and I wouldn't want to live my life any other way. So I encourage you to go check out the book at taketherisksorgetajob.com, and you're going to see we have all kind of great bonuses right now. You buy a copy of the book, and you actually get a complimentary ticket to my 3-day event in September. You get tons of other things from some amazing entrepreneurs as well, sharing all kind of information from how to build your website to how to have a better sales conversation to some real good, great technical things. We even have an actress out there who's giving some goal-setting sessions for actors. So we're covering the gamut. You need to check it out. So I wanted to tell you about something that we did this last weekend when my clients came in. I decided that I wanted to really do a little eye-opening exercise for people, and I have a question for you. And that is, when you come up with an idea, as an entrepreneur, what are we? We are full of ideas, right? A lot of times we're also attracted to that bright, shiny object. So we will have an idea. We're going to plan this out. We're going to write this book. We're going to create this product. We're going to launch a new program. We're going to build this new widget. Whatever that idea is, we get really excited about it. And then you know, the excitement might start to wane, and we think, well, okay, so this is a 6-month project. this one, you know, I'm not going to be able to launch that book forever. It's going to take me a year to get it written. Whatever that is, I wanted to show my clients that we do not have to live in that space. When we make a decision, we can do it. Whatever amount of time we allow for a project, guess what? We're going to feel every moment of that. So we were together on Friday and Saturday. It started actually on Thursday, but Friday morning when we walked in, I said, okay, so listen, today you're going to decide on a product to launch. And then tomorrow you're going to launch it and sell it. So they had 2 days, Friday and Saturday, to go through the entire process of deciding what was the product that they wanted to create. So they had to go through questions of who's the audience, what types of product could we put together, what's the topic that it should be, what price point should it fill, right? So when we're looking at what is our next big thing, those are the questions where we have to get started. So they went through that process as a team. There were 11 or 12 of them in the room, and they were looking at how they as a group could develop something. There was one rule. My rule was that they were going to raise money for a charity. So they had to decide on which charity they would give the money to for this product that they were going to create. And so they came up with a great product, which was what they decided was that the majority of the room, their audiences, were all dealing with this feeling of overwhelm at this part, at this moment in time, right? So they decided to create a product called No More Overwhelm. Actually, you can see what they did at nomoreoverwhelm.com, and they subtitled it Habits of Highly Productive People. And then what they did was they decided to create short videos of each person created a short video, and that's the giveaway. It is a tip from each person on how they deal with overwhelm in their life, in their business, in their daily activities, whatever that might be. So first they had to decide on their product. Second, they decided on their charity. They did pick an awesome charity. They chose Operation Finally Home, which is a charity that builds homes for returning vets and widows of non-returning vets, and decided that they would sell this product. $47 is the price point, and they were going to raise money for Operation Finally Home. So then they had to create a sales page, which you can see at nomoreoverwhelm.com. They had to create a marketing campaign, emails, tweets, Facebook posts. They also had to create an affiliate program. So they went out and every single person in the room was assigned the task of finding a minimum of one person who would also promote this launch to their audience. So they designed an affiliate program. They put together affiliate emails and tweets and Facebook posts to go out and be sent out by the affiliates as well. They had to put together the entire shopping cart, right? So the product had to be created. They had a product team. There were four teams working in the room. They had a product team, which was responsible for developing the product. They had the affiliate team responsible for taking care of all those affiliates, following up with those affiliates, making sure that those affiliates did what they said that they would do. They had a tech team. So the tech team was designing the website, getting the shopping cart put together, the product delivery. So, you know, the way this product is delivered, the videos were being created at the point when we were selling. So you know my philosophy, you don't create before you sell. Because if it doesn't sell, then there's no need to create it, right? If it doesn't sell, it's because you got a marketing problem. So the way these are being delivered is that when someone purchases, they actually created what we call a stick product. And what that is that something you give that person when the product is not developed to get them to not have buyer's remorse, to give them something to keep them in the game. And so they created a cheat sheet of the 12 tips. And so when someone buys, they immediately get an email that says, here's your cheat sheet. We're so excited. You'll be getting your videos in a couple of days. And the videos will go out. I think they're going to go out on Wednesday of this week. It was really amazing. And before we go to break, the one thing I wanted you to hear was that every one of them. So this exercise created a lot of different things in the room. Some people loved the planning part. Some people loved the putting it together. Other people did not like that at all. And then the second day came along, and guess what they had to do? They had to actually do the launch. They had to actually go out there and ask their friends to buy. They had to do their emails and make their phone calls. And some of them loved that, and some of them hated that. And so the lessons learned from the project were, number one, it was a lot of work. And number two, it was easier because there was team. And some of my clients are still in the process of beginning to build their team, and they saw the benefit in having a team. And then number three, it was that it could be done in such a short period of time. And usually they take so long to get things done. And then there was a fourth one I was going to tell you, and it just escaped me. The fourth one, the big one, I almost forgot to tell you, was that there came a stopping point for almost everyone in the room. And there was, it was very interesting. I could watch it. I was just watching it happen, you know, being the overseer there. It's, you know, the fun parts, they were, go get them, let's get them done. But then when it came to the hard part, when it came to the actual sale or picking up the phone or doing those things they absolutely had to do, they were coming up against a wall. And so for them, the question was, where else in your business do you do this? Do all the planning, get everything ready. And then when it's time to do the launch, you kind of slow down. Or you make three or four sales, and then you let it go. So I just wanted to put that out there for you, that it was a very interesting thing, and we'll be sharing a lot more about that along the way. So we're actually going to take a break, and then we will be coming back with our first guest and talking about some really great stuff. Diane Collins is going to be with us. And so you guys hold on. We'll be back in a few.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Awesome, and we are back. Hey, Diane, are you out there?
I certainly am. Hey, Michelle. So great to be with you.
You too. It's so nice to meet you. I've heard so many great things about you. I was checking out your website and looking at the information on your book, and Tony's told me all kind of great stuff about you. So I was just really happy that you were going to be on the show today. It's exciting. It's one of the great things about doing the show. I get to meet all these really cool people. So very
great.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
so
you,
welcome.
Tony.
Yeah. And let me just take a second and tell people a little bit about you. But the way I really like to do this is to have you share a little bit more about your story once I do that. So let's start with the official stuff to get started.
Okay.
So I just want to introduce everybody. This is Diane Collins, and Diane is an original thinker and one of the foremost thought leaders of our time. She's a master of translating ancient knowledge into quantum modern wisdom that provides a transformative platform for the way we conduct our business and personal affairs. Diane is the creator and author of Quantum Think, a new system of thinking that has us leap from the outdated old worldview limits to the industrial age to begin thinking for the more accurate and up-to-date new worldview of our current quantum age. And I know your book is Do You Quantum Think? What is the name?
Yeah, that's the name.
Do You Quantum Think?
New thinking that will rock your world.
Absolutely. and it's a bestseller, and it's just some amazing stuff. I was on your website looking at it. And, guys, you can get more information about Diane at DianeCollins.com, DianeCollins, DianeCollins.com. So, Diane, welcome to the call. And I would love to start with just hearing more about you and what you got, what brought you to where we're sitting today.
Well, I have always been interested in having people have what they want. You know, I mean, when you just put it very simply, you know, we're here, we're born, we're on the earth, there is this, you know, awesome ultimate mystery that a lot of us call God and whatever else you might refer to that divine source. And it's like, wow, okay, great. We're here. What do we do with our lives and what do we really want? And, you know, universally, Michelle, we all want the same things. We want to fully express ourselves. We want to contribute to others. We want to have wonderful relationships and great family life. We want to have prosperity and security financially. You know, we want to be able to do what we want to do. We want freedom. And yet, for each of us, paradoxically, how that plays out is uniquely distinct, and that's the beautiful game of life. But what I wanted to know is we have the aspirations. We have all the great wisdom. We have it now at the touch of a smartphone. How is it that we're still not living it? Why is there still this gap? So I was on a quest to find out if, as in much of the literature, both popular literature, motivational literature, biblical literature, scriptures of every wisdom tradition say, as you think, so you become. We know that everything that we've been granted the opportunity to create, starting with thought. And so my thing was, well, if all you had to do was change your thought to change the world or change your life, why is it still the way it was? And what I discovered, I call my great revelation, is that though imagine we think freely, we all like to think of ourselves as independent thinkers, that like everything, and, you know, you talk about business system. I love that you gave in 2 days an entire business model that you translated in 10 minutes at the beginning of the show. But it's a system, and thinking is a system. But we're not exactly taught in school yet that thinking is a system. And what is the system based on? It's based on the beliefs and assumptions that basically are prevailing in our culture. So today, the big buzzword, quantum, right? What does it really mean? Well, you really talked about it when you gave that business model, because quantum means an instantaneous shift that can give rise to entirely different results. So you put people in a new context that, oh, it isn't going to take forever to build a business, to build the marketing campaign, and, you know, all the other things you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you created that new context, everything shifted for those people. Of course, you said about the limits, and that's where, again, quantum thinking can take off from there, because it allows you to go beyond your limits. So we're in this quantum age. We're in an age where we need to be able to make immediate intuitive decisions, where we have to understand how the faculties of mind work. I call the five natural faculties: intent, intuition, subtle energy, being able to tune in energetically, use the energy, whatever, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the sublime, to convert it, to transmute it, and to make it, you know, become productive action. Resonance, what are we resonating? What are we emanating that's attracting the results that we get in life? And how do we become more consciously aware of that so that we can be in command of what we're generating and attracting? And then what I call the fifth faculty is the meditative state, being centered and focused and aware enough that we're actually a choice and not just a victim of past-based thinking habits or patterns or emotional patterns. So this is really the big leap, is that we're in a quantum age, and we're still very much in our thinking habits under the influence of what I lovingly call the old world view. That gave, you know, the difference is, you know, the science said, quantum think is not about science, it's about how we can use the discoveries to shape and be in command of our thinking. So the old world view was, you know, they said, universe is machine. Figure out how the parts work, analytical, you know, break it down to its constituent parts, push on this to get that to move. And it's very circumstantially based around the physical. And the new worldview, the quantum, we still need that. So we're not trading one in for another.
Right.
This is a both
right.
and. It's like, but the fact is, we're great at that. We are so good at analysis, at coming up with the models that give us the good structures and foundations, the step-by-step, the business plan. But now we're at a time where we need to have that in our repertoire of excellence for producing results and go beyond it. And that's what quantum thinking is about. It's being able to think from infinite possibility, to see the limits of your own past-based habits of thinking and create a new relationship with them so that they're not the guiding force.
That's awesome. Sitting here looking back over those 2 days, who would have known this would be such a perfect conversation for this radio show, I have to say. It really is about looking beyond, right? Beyond where you've been, maybe even beyond what you think the possibilities are. Right?
That's exactly right. Now, you know, one of the things is that, and I like to say, you know, maybe there's nothing wrong with us as a human race. You know, it's just that things do evolve. You know, we call it progress in one way of speaking about it in a business sense or a technological sense. And so as we've progressed, we are now at a stage where, you know, in many ways, this automatic, you know, you think about the machine age, now we're in the quantum age. It's like, you know, computers and technology, and it's way beyond even the people who are creating it. As you know about technology, it's like, what? How does that work? You know, it's
yeah.
mind-boggling. And that's the idea of it, is that it's not going to how we produce results today isn't going to fit our ordinary logic. And so, yes, it is about, and, you know, my husband is my partner, Alan Collins, a master strategic quantum think coach and consultant. And we've been, by the way, quantum think is a registered trademark that when I created the system of 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness, that is to make, you know, to have us make this expansion in the way that we relate to our own thinking and the principles. And what I mentioned about how does our mind really work and how does that
right.
connect to our results. So what I was going to say is that we were talking, so we've been doing this work in with, you know, executives, managers in major corporations, you know, companies you would know, AT&T, CNN, by design, we chose to work with those high leverage points. And we've been doing it for many years successfully. So it's not just I'm saying, hey, you know, it's time to quantum think. This is something that actually works. And it works because it's something that we connect to this universal wisdom within us. But what I was going to tell you is we were talking before the show, and we were reminiscing about one of our clients, IBM, and right, your example is so perfect for this. We were right in synchronicity. That's one of the, right, the mind connection.
Yeah.
We were
That's
already
right.
connected without even having spoken yet. And what happened is that we were working with this manager, a high-level manager in IBM, and she was really, really good, very successful, very smart, very organized, you know, just right on track with everything. And she had this team, and she had her team go from, now I forgot the titles, but they went from basically a title that meant they were staff people to account managers, which meant they were now in sales, right? Contextually, they were in sales. But they never made the mind shift until, you know, they got into with quantum thinking with us. But prior to that, they were, previously, they thought of themselves as successful team. All of a sudden, now they had to get these big contracts, and they were failing. And when they started to realize that from a quantum thinking perspective, reality is, that means results. The results you get are directly linked to the context from which you're operating. So a context, it could be, in this case, how you identify yourself. You said before, even what you think of as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a concept as an entrepreneur, a small business owner, if you've been relating to yourself, let's say the past 5, 10, however many years you've been around or in business, that where you're in a limited perspective, you're in a limited context, and now you're trying to make a leap in your business, and you're trying to go, I love your five stages, by the way, of the, you know, the five stages of the business. I really enjoyed that set of distinctions. So you're, let's say you're trying to go from the sustainable to the, to, I hope I'm saying it right, Michelle.
Correct.
To the scalability. So
Correct.
That's kind of a big leap for people in their business, right? We're doing that
right.
now. So I related to that one in particular. But, and so, but you're still thinking of yourself as, you know, the labor intensive, right? type entrepreneur
right.
or the mom and pop business, or you're not really, you know, world class, or then how is that going to happen? Because there's not a resonance there. Resonance is one of the quantum principles. You're not resonating with where you want to be. Okay, so what do you do? So going back to the IBM example, they discovered that. They were still operating as if they were these, you know, operational staff types. But when they created themselves as salespeople, how did they do that? By virtue of seeing two steps. One is that it wasn't, quote, the absolute way that anything is, the truth about the way that they had been related to themselves in their, you know, past life as, you know, operational people, that it wasn't the truth. It wasn't set in stone. That's the nature of quantum reality. It's energy in flux, informed by intelligence. Everything is always shifting and changing, and how it manifests is how we decide to hold it. It's actually our choice when we are it, conscious choice. So when they saw that, the 1-2 step, one, they interrupted their own pattern of relating to themselves that way and said, wow, how do I want to relate to myself now? And second, they created the intent. And it's not the truth either, but it's a chosen context, a statement of intent. We are masterful account executives. And I want to just tell you, the bottom line is they bid on a contract that other companies were bidding on, and it was worth $100,000. Mm-hmm. And this is a true story. It's many years ago, so it was kind of maybe small at that point. And mm-hmm. what happened is they got turned down. The client said no. But these were now quantum thinkers. And one of the third principle in quantum think is thinking from infinite possibility and seeing how, you know, your old habits can you can interrupt those. I call them least action pathway, the least creative, most of mechanical action, and don't give them any meaning. It's like, oh, there's a least action pathway thought. All right, throw that out. What is my intent? And what happened is they ended up getting the contract, and it went to $400,000. That's a
random
story. And that's just from a shift in their thinking. And that's what you did in your workshop, or however you refer to it. I love what you did, Michelle. And that's what we can each do in our own life. That's my work. That's our work, is in having us condition ourselves to become masterful with the relationship with our own thinking and our own mind.
Wow, this has been really good. So here's the deal. We're running out of time. I have so much more I want to hear from you. I'm going to have you come back.
I'd
took
love
three
to.
Pages of notes.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
This was great.
That's the thing
no,
is I get so
great.
Excited. I talked on and on. Next time I'll be quiet. Just answer the question. I'll answer it. But
trust
thank
me,
you.
If I had felt
really
that need, I would have jumped in there. You were so spot on. This was fantastic. Thank you so much, Diane. Real quick, so I gave everybody your website earlier, dianecollins.com. Anything else you want to share with them super quick before we go to break?
I do want to say that when you sign up for my email list, and I don't inundate, so, you know, I should send out more, but anyway. you will get a link to an article. You can't get there from here. And people in business love this article because it is a kind of an old world, new world view. It's a step-by-step saying, okay, you're an entrepreneur. Here's how the old way of doing it. Here's how the quantum think way of doing it, step-by-step. So I invite everyone to go to Diane Collins, Diane with two N's, Collins, Collins.com, and definitely do put yourself on there, and we're going to be offering some really exciting online opportunities soon, too, for quantum thinking. But you'll definitely love to get that article. Thank you so much, Michelle, for
thank you, Diane, for being here with us. This was great. All right, guys, so we will be back after this break, and Diane, we'll be talking again real soon.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
And we are back with our second awesome guest of the show, Michael Austin Jacobs. Michael, are you out there?
I am here. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I am so glad to have you on the show today.
I'm super happy to be here. Super thankful.
Cool. So a lot of times I have people on the show that I already know. This show happens to be two people I haven't met yet. So I love these kind of shows because I get to know about you, and I was on your website checking stuff out. It seems super cool, so I knew this was going to be a great conversation. The way I like to start this is I'll give a little of your formal bio, but then I want to know your story. So we're going to jump back over and let you tell that part. You good with that?
Perfect. Sounds great to me.
Okay, fantastic. So first, guys, this is Michael Austin Jacobs, and be sure to go check him out at michaelaustinjacobs.com, a really cool website. You're going to love this. But Michael is a number one best-selling author, consciousness and transformation coach, serial entrepreneur, so we know he's in the right place, and professional speaker. And before being guided by spirit to follow his heart and take the road less traveled, Michael consulted major companies such as Macy's on business strategies, built a social networking app, and sold the company he built around it, and so that he could travel the world and search for greater truths, and that brought him to us. So very excited.
Same here. I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for the intro.
But very cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit, it sounds like a really exciting story that you have been living, and just tell us a little more about where you are now and what you're up to.
Definitely. I began my journey in India, actually, about maybe 3 years ago now, almost 4 years. I was in India at the middle of 2012, and things began to shift for me. I was actually in college at the time. I was in my third year of college and planning on graduating, getting a degree, going back into the corporate world and all that good stuff. And then something really hit me. You know, I had some really deep experiences with meditation, meeting yogis, gurus, things like that throughout the world and specifically in India. Began to shift my perspective on life. I began to realize that things that I'd always known, the consciousness was really the main decider of everything, and that I could live within my heart and create whatever I wanted in my reality. And wow. Like you said, I created an app company, did all that good stuff, and began to travel the world even more after I realized the app company really wasn't what I wanted to be doing. I really wanted to transform. I really wanted to evolve even more and share these spiritual principles with the world.
Very cool. So, you know, I love that you said that right there, that you built the app company and wasn't maybe necessarily, you realized later that maybe that wasn't where you were going to stay, right? That whole transition of doing something and putting yourself out there, and we were talking about this earlier on the show, you know, just do it. What it sounds like for me is that you did it and you were like, you know what, there's more than this, right?
Yes,
but it's all
exactly.
Fit because you built something successful.
Exactly. You know, we built something great. The app company was a big passion of mine at the very beginning of it. You know, it really showed me what I could create, you know. Within 12 months, we had over 15,000 users on a marketing budget of like $2,000.
Wow.
We gained a whole bunch of attention in that area. I mean, we had been featured in Entrepreneur magazine and all these big major places. And it came to the point for me where I was just, honestly, I was bored. Not just bored, but I was frustrated. I was angry and resentful at myself and at just different areas of my life where I realized I wasn't living my fullest potential, you know. Waking up every single morning and checking downloads and that being the highlight of my day, I realized there was something way, way bigger. And I ended up selling my app company, this big thing that I created, for a very, very small amount of money just so that I could continue to follow my passion and go to Costa Rica. And I lived in Costa Rica for 4 months, living out of a backpack and with only a couple thousand dollars in my bank account and just kind of went from place to place and allowed the spirit to guide me, and figured that figured out that really the deeper connection within my own being that I had, and more of my path in this world.
Wow, that's super cool. I'm actually going to Costa Rica in about 10 days. I'm taking, you know, so each quarter I try to take a little downtime. That's my downtime place for the first quarter. So yeah, I'm really excited about going. Sounds like it changed things for you.
Everything, you know. I was lived on a ranch for the first month that I was there, and I was doing farm work, and that was something I'd never experienced at the time. It was completely organic, and working with cows, chickens, goats, sheep, all these different things that were not in my reality and not in my awareness at that current point. And then after the month at the ranch, I picked up all my things, threw them in a backpack, and just started walking. And I had no idea where I was going to go. I had a plane ticket that was 3 months down the line. And so I had 3 months, two and a half, 3 months of just wandering. And it was super powerful for me because it allowed me to get really present in the present moment, really be aware of the signs that spirit, that God was showing to me, and allowed me to make the decision to follow those. And the more that I followed those, the more I just got led to magical places with amazing people, and continued to surround myself with this full on surrender into whatever intuition and God wanted to lead me and show me.
Right. Very cool. I saw on your website that you have a couple of books out, and one of them, I know for sure I read that one was an Amazon number one bestseller, Peeling Back the Layer of the Mind. Is that
yes,
the one?
Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Very good.
Got a few different ones on there. That's a great one.
Yeah, and then the other one is Change Your Perspective, Change Your Life, 7 Quick Ways to Accelerate Your Personal Growth, right?
Yep, and then my most popular one is 101 Daily Thoughts and Affirmations to Create Positive Change, which is pretty much just a list of different thought patterns and different ideals that I've used in my own reality that you can literally instantly apply to your life right now and massive shifts.
Very cool. Very cool. And just to remind everyone about your website, it is Michael Austin Jacobs, JACOBS.com. And you can find out more about Michael's books there. So very, very interesting. I think when I was going through and looking at your website, one of the things you do with people is you work with them to figure out, or I guess maybe a better way to put it would be to support them in letting go of what's no longer serving them, right?
Exactly.
That road. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I really, the main thing that I've done many different types of coaching, all the way from manifestation coaching to life coaching and all of these different things. And what it's really shown me is that where I step into my fullest power and where I can serve people the best is in their transformation period. The people that might be in a place where they like what they're doing, but they know it's not their highest service and they're ready to let go of it to figure out what their highest service is, that's what I work with people on. People for maybe 2 or 3 months at most to get them through that transformational period, to get them stepping into their fuller power around what they actually want to be doing in this lifetime and what's actually serving their soul's highest purpose and allow them to step into that. And the thing that I always say is it's not about what you want. It's actually about what spirit wants to happen through you. And when you can connect with what spirit wants to happen through you, your life becomes so much more abundant, free, and everlasting in every essence of the word.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I'm writing it down. That was really good. I love that. Where are you these days? Are you still traveling the world, or are you stationary, or...?
I'm based out of Los Angeles, California, up in it's actually in Woodland Hills. But right now I'm actually in Boulder, Colorado, visiting my partner.
Okay, cool. Very good. So when you look at those, most of those people that are showing up to work with you, are they entrepreneurs or you have a wide array of client base?
Yeah, you know, a large majority of them are entrepreneurs. A large majority are those entrepreneurs that maybe have created a company that are doing well but are ready for a shift, ready to create something even bigger. And sometimes even the corporate individual, you know, someone who's in that corporate structure who feels stuck, who wants to move into something great or maybe has something great already started but is afraid to step into their fullest power around it. I work with all different types of individuals who are ready to transform, who are ready to surrender their egos so they can become their greatest self.
Yeah, very cool. And I'm just curious, how do you find most of your clients? Are you doing a lot of speaking or
No. Honestly, most of my clients just come to me. I do a lot of internal work, a lot of meditation and internalization of intentions and things like that. And what I've found is that when you align yourself internally, everything begins to flow automatically and effortlessly. It's honestly just kind of I put myself out there on social media a lot. You know, that's where I share a lot of my messages. And
right.
And when I do, people respond, and then they just become attracted to me.
Mhm. Very cool, because you're very centered around your message here. When I look through your website, it's definitely a message that you're living. It everything looks like it. So very cool, awesome. So we'll take you back to the techie part, just because I bet people out there are dying to know about that app you created. So if you don't mind, we'll talk about that for a few minutes.
Yes.
First of all, what app was it? What did it do?
It was called. The app was called SocialLink, and what it did was it allowed people to create a quicker and easier network for themselves through social media. So when I was in India, the major problem that I saw was when I would go out and go to events and meet these awesome people, I had problems connecting with them. I had a lot of trouble connecting with them on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. So what I did was I created a social networking app that allowed people to instantly, when they're meeting someone in person, click a button and become friends on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, all with one click. You didn't have to go through the website and search for people's names and maybe have somebody with the same name or with a difficult name to spell, and just help them create that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. All right.
Thank you.
I like that. And what was your big lesson from, besides the fact that wasn't going to be your life forever, what was your big lesson in that business? What did you learn?
It had a lot to do with the ego, to be honest with you. I had begun to create something really powerful in my eyes, you know, and I've been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and all these great things. And what was really occurring internally for me was this buildup of ego, being like, oh, wow, like, look at this. I a month ago or 6 months ago, I didn't think I could even build an app company. Now I'm in Entrepreneur Magazine. And just creating all these egotistical beliefs around what I had actually done, not staying fully humble to it. And when I had to let go of the company, it was just another full-on ego death, a full-on surrender of what I thought I was, and surrendering into the great majesty of what God was sourcing in store for me.
Very cool. Awesome. This has been so good to get to know more about you and the whole approach to the way that you're living life now and building business now and out there letting it all just what's supposed to happen is what's happening for you. I love it. So why don't we share with everybody again? I know I gave them your website address. What else would you like to share with them?
Yeah, you guys can go find me on Facebook at facebook.com/MrJacobs21. That's MRJacobs21, and then that's also my Twitter handle as well if you want to follow me and tweet me. I love tweeting with people, at MrJacobs21. And feel free to reach out if you have any questions, if you have any thoughts, insights, or anything that you feel called to share. I just love meeting new people and connecting with people who are on their mission.
Yeah, very good. All right, guys, so be sure and check it out. And there are ways to connect with him on his site, and he's got great information there. It's Daily Inspirations, and that was a fun page to do as well. So be sure you check it all out. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today, and we'll be connecting. I want to continue to see where this heads for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you inviting me on.
Awesome. All right, guys, be sure and hold on. We'll be back after this commercial break.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
And we're back. So, you know, I wanted to point out that we're early in 2015, and one of the things that we should be doing as entrepreneurs is always in continuing education of ourselves. And I am so excited. I cannot wait to read these two books. I wanted to make sure you caught them. The one that Michael was just talking about, which is 101 Daily Thoughts and Affirmations to Create Positive Change. You can find that on his website at michaelaustinjacobs.com. I would put that pretty high on your reading list there. And then Diane's book, too. Don't forget about Diane's book, the Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World by Diane Collins. You can find her book at dianecollins.com. You can also find them both on Amazon. And then I told you earlier about my new book, right? Take the Risk or Get a Job. And you can get that at taketherisk.com. So three great books for you to put on your reading list for 2015. And I will tell you that a lot of times people tell me about books and I'm like, I need to read that. Do yourself a favor and find a great place to start your reading list. Either just go ahead and order them from Amazon or whatever and get them on the shelf, or make a list somewhere where you can get your hands on those books. I was with Larry Winget the other day in Phoenix, and again, Larry says this almost every time I hear him, and that an entrepreneur should be reading a book a week. And I can tell you I'm not that good. I don't finish a book in a week, but I do try to read a lot because I think that there's just so much great information by intelligent people. Diane and Michael were both big thinkers today, right? Diane from the Quantum Think conversation, that was absolutely an amazing approach. And so we started out the show talking about what we had done over those last 2 days with my clients, and the reason for doing that project was to have them see that the possibilities were bigger than they could even imagine, right? They could launch a product and sell it and make money. And by the way, they set a goal to raise $3,000 for the charity. And at this moment, they've raised a little over $2,000. They're going to keep going until they raise all $3,000. And you could help them with that at nomoreoverwhelm.com. They're going to continue with that this week. And I was going somewhere with that point. So I got sidetracked when I said go check out their website. Oh, and with the whole idea of the fact that they could do something that not a one of them would have said that they could do. They hear me preach it all the time, to just go out there, put the steps in motion, create your marketing plan, get that done. We spend way too much time doing all of those things. We can just get it done. And so they walked away with the last thing we did was have a conversation about what is it that you saw. And it was, like we said earlier, that, you know, they were exhausted, they were exhilarated, they had not completely reached their goals, so there was some disappointment around that. However, at the same time, they felt great about what they had accomplished, because 24, 36 hours prior, they didn't even have the idea that they were going to do it. And here they were sitting with a $2,000 donation for a fantastic charity. So you really do have to look at, you know, where is it in your business that you are stopping? Where is it that you're hitting that wall and not continuing to push through? And that's what a lot of them were feeling and learning about themselves. And so you know, when we look back at what it was that that Diane was pointing out, and you know, she said that we, that universally, we pretty much all want the same things. We want to express ourselves. We want to contribute to others. We want prosperity, right? All of those kind of things. But for each and every single one of us, although we all want the same things in life, it always plays out individually, right? It's how you show up for that game. And I think that goes directly into what Michael was saying, was that he was doing what he thought he was supposed to be doing. He was going to build the big app and make a whole bunch of money and run that particular business. And he got in there and realized that it wasn't as fulfilling as he wanted. And sometimes I think that that happens to a lot of entrepreneurs, is that we go after something and then we realize it's not doing or making the change or fulfilling us in the way that we want. And it's okay to shift, right? It's he was very successful. He sold the app, but he shifted into being able to accomplish what it is that he wants to accomplish in this life. So great stuff, great show. And next week's show is going to be another really great one. I wanted to tell you also to kind of give you a heads up that throughout 2015, we're going to also be having some guest hosts on the show. Two coaches that work with my clients, Debbie O'Grady and Lynn Ruby, will be sometimes being the guest hosts here on the show so that you can get to know them. Also, you know, there's quite a bit of traveling coming up for me, and I wanted to make sure that you guys are getting great content and still getting great guests. So they are amazing. You're going to love them. I will be here a lot, but you will also be hearing from them. So I'm really excited about that for this year. We're also still looking for more guests for the show. So if you have a conversation that you would like to have that would benefit entrepreneurs, I want to just encourage you to join us at Take Action, Get Profits Radio. And you can just go to takeactiongetprofitsradio.com, and you will see there a tab to apply to be the guest, and you just fill out that form, and our producer will get back with you and work things out to get you on the show. So if you have a message for entrepreneurs, if you have created a tool, if you just want to come on and talk about how you've built your business, and maybe you've got some great marketing strategies or something like that that you can share, we would love, love, love to have you. We are booking out, I think, in the month of March or April at this point. So it's a great marketing strategy to be looking at where you can speak to expand your audience, right? And right now, you should be looking at the next quarter, the next two quarters of where it is that you can be speaking. So join us on Take Action, Get Profits right here every Monday at 2 p.m. Central. All right, guys, I really enjoyed the show. I am just so thankful to both Diane and Michael for being here with us. Be sure you go visit them, DianeCollins.com and MichaelAustinJacobs.com, or you can find him on Twitter at MRJacobs21. And be sure and follow the show, Facebook.com/ I almost forgot what our Facebook fan page name was. Facebook.com/ Decisive Minds and Facebook.com/ Tough Talk Radio. Until next week, this is Michelle Sism saying be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.